Good morning, Patriots. For those of you that were here before, good morning again. It's Friday. This week you got privilege to, what is it, two, three rants or something? So we're going to do our normal Friday download. Kind of a review of all the things that our founding fathers were intending and looking a little deeper through the ever-flowing and perpetually changing motion of free speech and the glories of and wonders of opinion and interpretation. And we all have a lot of those lately. But before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We come together each day to reflect deeply on your words, your wisdom that you bestow within us and within our hearts, and the wisdom that's passed on to us from the legacies our founding fathers have given us as we continue to strive and stand in this fight to take back this nation on the foundations of the words "In God We Trust," and ultimately returning accountability back to the people. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Yesterday, Dr. Tenpenny sent me a disturbing text. And it's a copy of a tweet. And the person is retweeting this tweet. And so the person's comment that's retweeting it says, "These comments are below are from a parent of are from parents of a child. They signed up for their free trial," meaning vaccine. And it reads, "I just got off the phone from a tearful phone call from a dear friend that lost her 2-year-old niece after she received the Moderna vaccine hours prior to developing blood clots all over her tiny body. She died. She mattered. She was newly two. And the person adds, "I'm not anti-vax. I'm really not. I'm anti-human experiment, anti-mandatory vax. There's no such thing as an innocent child dying for the greater good. So don't try that one on me." True words. You know, I've gotten to the point right now where I don't read much news at all, because there's really not much to discuss. There's a war going on. And everything that you see and all this nonsense that's going on, there's a war between good and evil. It's the same war that's been here since the beginning. And it's the same sleight of hand that those in power and those that want to keep in power are doing to those that are willing to believe whatever they're told. Those in power are wanting to lead the people, the sheep, off the cliff. Those that are trying to save the sheep from falling off the cliff are speaking truth. Fundamentally, the war has never changed. Fundamentally, the amount of people out here that want to worship leadership, walk blindly, take no accountability in their lives, they have been a consistent mass. Taking their God-given talent, their God-given gifts of a brain, and using it for a pillow. Now, that's not even fair, because then that would insult somebody I respect a lot, which is Mike Lindell. They're not even using it for a pillow. They're using it for like a pin cushion. And not even using what God gave us. God gave us the right to choose. And with that comes a couple of things. There is the strong sense within each one of us that we're seeking to worship something. Okay? On the other hand, there is a strong sense of reason. God doesn't tell us not to question. When you listen to Franklin Graham, as far as I'm concerned, I have no good things to say about him these days, so I'm going to hold my tongue. other than to say that anybody that starts to tell his congregation, his followers, that an injection is scriptural, he's lying. And a man of his stature to be lying in the name of God, he can write his own script, because we all know where that goes. That's not just a distortion of scripture. That's just a flat out lie. And so he's trying to lead people off that cliff. And people are willing to walk off that cliff because, once again, this problem that happens is people start to worship and they start to embed themselves in an idolatry, which is not what God intended. In fact, it's not even what our founding fathers intended. That's what's most amazing to me. Our founding fathers, for all the criticisms that can be levied for them being Masons and other things, they created a structure in this world that was rooted in our relationship with God. And it's called moral law. And the moral law is that we are all accountable to God. We are not accountable. In fact, the whole piece of the Federalist Papers that's central to every single Federalist Papers is that those that rule are beholden unto the people, and everyone in this country is beholden unto God. That no one is above the people that rules over the people, and nobody in the country is above God. That's a fairly simple structure. And when we live by it, this system works miraculously. It's an unbelievable system. Nowhere in there does it say that we're all going to get along and agree on everything. Our founding fathers knew that. That's human nature. We're going to be passionate about our things that we live by. Our emotions, which they refer to as passions, have to be balanced by our reason to get through problems to resolve themselves together. They admit that there are certain people that are maybe more inclined or more suited to leadership within the government roles. They admit that. It's not an elitism. It's perhaps a combination of things. Maybe they're more educated into the laws and rules of things. Maybe they're more suited to listen to the people. They caution us about being too passionate, meaning letting our government being steered by passion instead of reason. They caution us about that. One of the reasons that they step back in the Federalist Papers from advocating for a constitutional convention like every year or something, there were some ideas about that, to where the people would have a chance to stand up together and rectify the direction of the Constitution regularly in case lawmakers went off bounds. And this idea of the Constitutional Convention is taken very seriously, in fact. It's made very difficult for a good reason. Because our founding fathers were very clear that people, when driven, are easily driven towards emotions, what they call passions, rather than holding the line of reason. Because thinking and reasoning are skills. They're not just automatic. You have to work at it. You have to study. You have to look clearly at things. And in the core of that, there should be something else within there that's not so common. It's called common sense. So where are we in the spectrum of things right now? We can read all the news. You can read it every day. I don't even bother. And I'm not kidding. I honestly don't even bother getting up and looking at the news. I look at scripture. I pray. I'm not kidding. Because there's nothing changing here. The topics are all the same. It's one side lying constantly, just twisting and turning every single thing. So you're never going to find any truth. And there's a mental exhaustion that goes through the process of trying to unwind the lies that they give to try to figure out what they're actually saying. Because we're long past a point of debate. We're in a point of war now. So the question one has to ask is, what are you gaining by listening to the enemy? when you know what they're trying to do. It's very obvious. One, this cabal, this global cabal, is dying. That's evident. And how do we know that? Because for some, when they look at this, they say, no, the cabal is winning. They're on the offensive. This is exactly why you know they're losing. Is because no army, no system ever puts everything out for everybody to see and throws everything in if they don't have, if they're not on the verge of everything to be lost. Why do you talk about Agenda 2030 when we're in 2021 and revealing every single detail of Agenda 2030? They're not working stealth anymore. They're on a full court press because they know if they don't do something, they're toast. But here's the other dark side of their agenda. They are trying to divide people to such a degree that they will never heal. Because what they're counting on is the ultra-long game. They're not going away. They know something very consistent in this world. Evil persists. Because evil isn't just people. Evil is the core root of so much in our lives. And evil will continue to be in our lives whether we want it or not. It was here from the beginning. It will stay. And evil just needs a seed to get restarted. It only needs a little bit of ground to take root. And it doesn't even need to be fertile ground. So they're planning on creating enough division and strife, enough pain, enough difference, enough inability for us to get past ourselves. This is what they're counting on. That no matter how great a hand that God extends to try to save his children, that his children will not be able to rise above and will ultimately succumb to the Dark Lord themselves, because division is the exact inverse of what God intended. And they're sowing division at every level, at every possible level right now, at a speed unprecedented, because they know that in the end, in their mind, history has shown them that people cannot overcome that force. Our founding fathers understood that threat. It's one of the reasons they spent 85 papers worth discussing and explaining the nuances and details of a constitution that was intended to do the impossible. To give a country, to establish a country that is accountable to the people, not accountable or beholden to an elite class. To strip the power from elites and bloodlines and give it to the people in such a way that there is no possible way that they could ever take it back. It worked for a while. But in the end, the lesson that we get from all of this is people tire. They fatigue. They don't think long. They think short. They think for me, not for us. They don't think for God. They think for themselves. And in losing that perspective, the cabal moves, and it moves quickly. Fortunately, right now, the cabal has had a formidable opponent, led by God himself. There has been an awakening in this nation and in this world that the cabal now is being exposed on all fronts. And the only thing they have left is to throw everything into this fire. Everything. Exposing their hand as they go. Exposing every plan that they had. In the hopes that their anticipations or their expectations of history will prove true, that the people can't overcome themselves. I think people can. I have a lot of trust in God to think that people can, but I also know it's a long, long walk to get there, and it's hard fighting. So back to that, where I begin this morning, which is this post about the child being injected. in order to get to where we are going to have to detach ourselves from the stupidity that's in this world. And there's a lot of it. A parent that submits their child to a voluntary experiment to have their child injected for something that the child has a risk of a 0.0001%. This is how I interpret that. And I'm going to be honest, and it's going to sound callous. Here's my thing. Sorry you lost your child. But God just did us all a favor. He took his gift back. Because you're such a delinquent soul that you couldn't tend to the responsibility. That he gave you. There's a lot of that going on right now. There's a lot of souls going home. Life is a gift. Living in this country is a gift. It's not a requirement. That's the one beautiful thing about this country. You grow up in China, you don't get a choice to leave. And there's other tyrannies on the face of this globe that you're never going to get a chance to leave. You're going to have to suffer through whatever they do to you. You're going to have to obey to whatever they tell you. You'll never get a chance to leave. You won't have the economic ability to move yourself in any level. You'll be stuck. You won't have the rights given by God, guaranteed by God. Their rights that they will decide whether they will give you this right or not based on a corporatized constitution that makes your rights a line item, not a guarantee of God. And in the end of the day, you're going to be stuck with wherever you are, so you have a choice of living under the tyranny or trying to fight the tyranny, in which case, unless you can mobilize many, you're going to suffer a horrible end. That's just life. In those worlds, that's life. But in this country, it's never been like that. This country has been one of these that says, come here and live free. Our founding fathers structured this that the will of the people will be the accountable force for this government. You are given certain inalienable rights, meaning they come from God and no government can ever take them away from you. That's in our first document, the Declaration of Independence. Which, of course, the left has spent years trying to convince everybody, legally and perception-wise, that the Declaration of Independence is separate from the Constitution. It is not. It's part of the architecture of this entire nation. Our founding fathers gave the people the greatest gift. It was a gift ultimately blessed by God himself, because it was a gift that said, with your free will, the greatest gift that God's given every single one of us, we can work together to choose a government that we want, that works within the boundaries of the Constitution. And in this process, there's going to be some latitude to move within your roles of each state of sovereignty, but there's certain limits that will guarantee that this nation continues to prosper based on the freedoms that are given to you and guaranteed to you by God. So in that definition, and in all the discussions of the Federalist Papers, examples of tyranny are called out, and always it comes back to the place that tyranny was allowed to exist because people didn't have the power to change it. And yet here we are. We have a government that's running roughshod over the Constitution that is a complete 100% tyranny. We have a mass of people that follow that agenda because winning at any cost for their agenda is okay. They are the mass of the idiots because they don't understand a very simple rule. And you can even find this online in an interview done with a former KGB agent. I can't remember his name. It was done years ago when he laughed and he said the greatest thing about the left is he said they don't understand that once we win this revolution, the first ones we're going to put on the firing squad are them. All these people are out here advocating for the left are just hand puppets. This has nothing to do with them. They're never going to be a part of that elite class because they're not part of that bloodline. They're just being used to destroy a nation, to be used to destroy a constitution. And yet, the founding fathers gave the power to the people. Founding fathers understood what tyranny is, which also means that any organization that is working outside the boundaries of the Constitution, number one, is illegal to be a party. That's important to understand. That's not free speech. That's outside the boundaries of the Constitution. The boundaries of the Constitution are wide. But what it doesn't guarantee you is a right to legislatively take over the nation and turn it into a tyranny. That's socialism, communism, Marxism. And it's fascism. All those things it does not allow. So anybody running under that banner, as we reclaim this nation, these are going to be some hard things we're going to have to address, and we better address them boldly. Which is, you cannot be a legal party in this country. You cannot legally run under these platforms if they violate the tenets of the Constitution. When you collectivize anything, when you mandate anything, be it health care, be it injections, it's just a stepping stone. You start with, everybody needs to have very guaranteed health care. It needs to be a human right. That nonsense. Where do you end up? You end up at the next level, which is what the European courts just ruled, that in a humanitarian sense, it is legal under circumstances to mandate an injection and vaccination for everybody, including children. Why did they do that? Because in Europe, they don't have inalienable rights. Their rights are given to them through a charter, which is a corporate constitution, which gives them as a line item that can be changed or modified for the benefit of the corporate system. We have inalienable rights. So when we have these tyrants trying to tell people, you can all go back to normal if you just take the little pinprick, and people are like, oh good, you bet I'll do that. They are... these idiots that are doing this, and I am just done trying to even be empathetic to it, because it's a willful choice. It is a choice that's in your face. It is not even a question of what these shots are doing. It takes 10 minutes of your life to go to the site of the company you're going to take an injection from and to read what they're doing, to understand that the science that goes into this injection is a new science. They're not hiding it. They're telling you that it includes mRNA. They're telling you that it's going to do some modifications to your system, to the way your immune system works. They're not kidding about this. They don't even bother to hide it, because the greatest part about this whole plan is, which makes it a whole nother level of accountability. I'm going to come back to that. They're not hiding the fact that they're going to modify your immune system to address this supposed deadly virus. They're telling you what you're going to do. So anybody that's saying that, well, not everybody has access to the same information, yes, they do. It's right there. Read. And you have to go back to what the gift of God gave us, which was using your brain for reason. And asking the question. And what is that amazing question? Most profound question. What is that amazing question? And it must take years to come to this enlightenment. It must take ungodly amounts of study, degrees beyond imagination, to understand the true thread of this, because it's so complex. What is that question? What is that question that these gurus have assessed and are now solving for us with this injection? What is that question I must ask? What is it? Please give it to me. And the clouds open and the lightning bolts flash. And right before you is a tablet that appears. And what does it say? Why do I need a vaccine to modify my immune system for a virus, regardless of what it is, that has a mortality rate of less than 1%? There it is. And if you have that question, you just win the Yogi Award of the Day. You can go start your own cult. Tell people you're enlightened. So profound. The mastery of this entire program is that over the years, the dumbing down of the public, turning them into servants and willful slaves, they've switched off the critical piece that God gave us to balance out everything. Faith in itself is blind. And this is important, and we know this, because to trust in God, to be truly in that walk with God, you have to give everything to faith, and we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. So in a sense, faith is blind, because we're trusting in God to guide us in all things, and the more we do, the more amazing life becomes. However, that leap, as we say, the leap of faith, can be quite a jump for many. So God gave us this other thing called reason, which is part of what the right to choose is, our free will. Notice, faith is blind, but we have a right to choose. And in the process, and now in this era in which we live, what I'll refer to for this discussion is the post-sacrifice era, we know that our basic sins have been absolved, that through Christ we have access to God again, because we're restored through him. But we're still accountable for what we do in this world. And at the center of that accountability is our choice, our use of free will, which pivots on a concept called reason, which our founding fathers understood very well. Passion and reason are the two balances of people. And they knew very well that it was easy to exploit the passions of people and blind their reason. Hence, one of the basic tenets of why they said there should not be a constitutional convention very often, because if you're asking the people to start questioning their constitution, you're not going to get a reasoned debate that considers the constitution over generations. You're going to get a passioned debate, which turns the Constitution on its head, and pretty soon you're right in the school of tyranny, and it's worse because it's written into the rules and laws of the land. But yet here we are. And here's where this gets really diabolical. All the things you've been hearing this week in terms of interviews and great minds that have come here, great patriots we've heard from all week long, that are really, they're hitting above their class in what they're doing. They're giving everything in their lives to protect this nation and to help the people. And the whole fight is centering on the single topic, which is the vax war, the choice of freedom of humanity based on an injection. All the news and all the noise in the news comes down to that simple fact that they are not talking about, don't want you to see. They're doing everything they can to keep your eyes away, which is the fate of humanity is resting on the choice of free will to take a shot or not to take a shot. Now, there's many out there that say that's a little exaggerated. Come on, it's just a shot. Really? Okay. So let's take this into the scriptural and to the real. We are accountable for what we do. We always have been, but in this point in time, we are accountable more than ever because, one, Christ died for our sins to restore us, but it didn't take away our accountability in the way we live. That's evident in every single thing he says. The reminders of the sins that will take us off the cliff and take us away from Father in spite of what he's done, we are accountable. What's at the center of accountability? What was at the center of accountability at the beginning? It was the issue of free will. What did God give each one of his children? Free will. The freedom to choose, the will to choose to return to him or not return to him. In the left's, in this dark deep state's toolkit is deception, because that's fundamentally everything that they do is based on deception, of inversion and deception. So one can make a plea that I was deceived, therefore I am not accountable. And that has somewhat merit, even in the court of law. Though in the end of the day, ignorance is not an excuse in the eyes of the law. However, there is always a margin of error considered if one is deceived without any knowledge. Yet we aren't being deceived. This is the amazing thing. We're not being deceived. Even if you don't listen to the voices, you choose to turn off the voices of Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Del Bigtree, Mike Lindell, Mr. MyPillow. Oh, by the way, he's on tonight. Awesome. I'm excited. I've got him. I recorded it yesterday, so we got Mike Lindell coming in. Whoever you choose to not listen to, because you're convinced in your head, or that someone's convinced in their head because it's a conspiracy theory. Here's the fact of it all. Everyone is accountable because they're not lying. They're not deceiving you. They're encouraging you. They're pressuring you, but they're not deceiving you, because all you have to do is look at the data. The CDC may be lying to you, but the actual numbers prove that they're lying to you. And this is the most amazing thing about this whole thing, is that they're publishing the real numbers. They're twisting what they're telling you, but the numbers are there. They're trying to tell you that this is the greatest thing since spam when it comes to this, which is horrible. Not good for you. Really awful product. And I think it'll last like 50 years in a can. No meat ever lasts 50 years in a can. That should tell you something. And that's pretty much it right there, right? They're trying to tell you it's the greatest thing that they've ever invented, this new breakthrough injection, yet on their own sites, they're telling you the truth. What they're telling you is it is a modifier to your DNA. You're making a choice. Anybody out there that's injecting this is making a choice. One can say, well, I didn't know. That's a choice. It's been there. It's not like somebody's hiding it from you. You didn't have to do a deep dive. Just go to Johnson & Johnson. Go to Moderna. Go to Pfizer. See what they're saying about these injections. And then ask the simple question. Why do I want to modify my DNA? Pretty simple. So whatever the outcome is of this, this is an outcome that each person is accountable for. And here's the exception. As a parent, when you're pushing your children into this, and children don't have free will, and God's rule, his gift is the blessing of life, and his expectation is that you are the protector of your children, all I can say is God help you, because you are literally walking into the lake of fire willfully, and you deserve every damn bit of it. Can't have. There can be, at this point in time, you can have empathy, but I'm not going to carry that weight. It is a choice and an accountability that these people are making, and what comes out of that is what you've asked for, what you've chosen to be part of. So the greatest part about this is that the choice is being made because evil itself is telling a truth. Now think about this. Follow me here. Because evil is telling you the truth. They're using deception around the truth, but that's their way. They're still telling you the truth. They're not undisclosing the fact they're modifying your DNA. They're telling you they are. And God gave you the choice of free will. I've got news for you. You're making a choice of whether you're going to return to him or not. That's a little bit profound. You're making a choice of whether you're going to trust in God or not. And those that are not choosing in God, you're choosing not to return to him. I don't know what that means on the other side. I don't know how that works out because I'm not God. God's got an understanding of how he plays things in a way that I'll never understand gladly because I'm not God. But all I can say is when I look at that on paper and I'm like, wow, you're literally using your free will to make a choice with informed consent because you are informed on this. Don't anybody taking that injection, if you choose not to read the data, you're still informed because the information is out there for you to find and it's not like you have to dig. You don't have to rely on the Sherry Tenpennies and you don't have to rely on the Dr. Andrew Wakefields. What you need to rely on is the one gift that God gave you, which is the reason in your brain. And it doesn't take more than 3 to 5 minutes. And if you're a slow reader, I'll give you 10 to go to the site of each of these drug companies and read the literature on the thing that's going in your body, the thing that's supposed to save you from this evil beast that has a mortality rate of less than the flu, which is promising you everlasting life in some stupid fashion, guaranteed against protection against all things, except it doesn't, because they're telling you that as well. It's not going to protect you against this. It's simply going to make the symptoms better. But at the same time, you're going to suffer a miserable pain after you inject it because you're going to suffer through this pain. Man, this is seriously idiotville that's taken this. And I go back to what I'm saying. You're making a choice with informed consent to trust in the institutions of man to modify your DNA. You're making a choice over the mastery of design that God gave you within your physical structure. And to reference what Del Bigtree said last night, whether you believe in God and the masterful creation of God, or whether you believe that you come from some swamp that crawled out with fish with legs and you grew up, you still are doing the same thing. You are denying the perfection of the evolution of creation and telling yourself that somehow man has superseded nature or God himself to create a better design in your body with an experimental injection that's not even approved for mass circulation, but that they're using to tell you that the only way you're ever going to be allowed your freedoms again is if you take the experiment. What lunacy is that? What lunacy is that? You walked away from God. You've walked away from any sense. Even if you're one of the atheists that believes that everything comes from the lurky swamp. And this is one of the greatest arguments of all right here. Let's put God aside, not in a blasphemous sense. Let's walk the line of the atheist that says that God does not exist, that it is all about Darwinian and the survival of the fittest. Give me one example in the evolution of species where nature was improved upon by the species itself. Give me one example in that model. In the Darwinian model, prove to me that somewhere along the way that the evolution of a consciousness and species, man, could outdo the natural evolution of things, nature, and do better. Show me that. Because even within their own dogma, even within their own anti-God dogma, they're stepping on their own throat. It's lunacy, beyond any level of lunacy. Everyone participating in this injection process has given up. They've given up on what they believe. They've given up on, ultimately, everyone's given up on God that's walking that path. And in so doing, they've given up on this country. They've given up on the model of being accountable to God. They've given up on the right that citizens are holding government accountable. Right now, government is blackmailing citizens to participate in an experimental injection for the benefit of profit and gain at any cost, and ultimately the darkest agenda of all, which is to enslave and destroy humanity as a whole. That is it. And if that sounds conspiratorial to you, sorry, there's no possible way you could have had an immediate rollout of an injection 84 plus in process right now on a, and an insistence that this happens on a global scale to protect against a common cold virus, which is all it is, and force a public, a global public, to take an experimental injection for the safety of all, knowing damn well that you risk destroying all of humanity. That's not conspiratorial. That's fact. It's right there before everybody. So we come back ultimately to where we begin. There's only one topic in the news. There's only one thing that matters, whether humanity survives or whether humanity dies. That's the only headline of the day. And within all of that framework and structure, there's only one place on this face of this earth. There's only one country on the face of this earth that has the guaranteed rights given by God to stand up to that and to lead the rest of the world back to sanity and to crush this empire, this evil empire that's trying to destroy the foundations of a perfection in which God created. There's only one place on earth that that fight is able to win victoriously and massively and to lead the rest of the world, and it's right here in the United States of America, built on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, which our founding fathers created to give us those tools, those guarantees for such a day as this. Welcome to the war. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these days, these times that we can come together to stand together, to reflect together, to learn to open our hearts and our minds to the great wisdoms that were passed to us from the great thinkers of reason, of our founding fathers, and the incredible wisdom that you've bestowed upon us within our hearts. Guide us, Lord, with eyes to see and ears to hear, to walk boldly in this time, to walk as David's, to stand up to this Goliath, knowing that this is your fight and this is your victory. Let us be your agents of victory in all that we do, to stand boldly against this evil without fear, and in the end, slay it as evil needs to be slayed. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So keep your head up and your eyes forward, patriots. This fight is intense. It's going to get more intense. It's informational. It's deception-based, but it has physical consequences. Our role must be continuing to press for truth. We cannot force people to drink, but we can always lead them for them to make their choice. And the only way that's going to happen is if we are relentless in our press for truth and exposing the lies. Stand strong. Every one of us will be pressured. We are soon, if not sooner, to be considered enemies of the state. Hold that badge of a badge of honor. Our founding fathers were considered such during the Revolutionary War. They were terrorists in the empire. I'm glad to be a terrorist in this empire. Free thought is not something that a tyranny can crush. And don't kid yourself. the institutions of NSA, the institutions of all of the intelligence agencies have been weaponized against us to root out those that speak truth, that threaten the institution of tyranny, which they're part of. And those that are doing that research, even though they grumble and say it's not fair, they're still doing it. They are complicit in that fight. And in the end, they will be held accountable for using their skills to weaponize systems against the people and against God's children. Mark my word, that accountability is coming. No one escapes this. We the people run this country. We the people are driven by God. And through God's hand, we will take this country back. So keep your prayers up. Pray for healing. Pray for unity. Pray for strength. Fight like David. Slay the Goliaths. God is with you. He will never forsake you. And in the end, God will win. But as with Goliath, when God wins, he wins ruthlessly and completely. The victory is his. Have a blessed day. Remember, tonight, Mike Lindell. A great interview, great man, American patriot. That's in Bards FM tonight. So until then or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again.
Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one.
to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.